This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Todd Rohrer is a partner in the McKenzie Golf Bag Company, and you can find out more about their beautiful bags on their website, mckenziegolfbags.com. It is always a pleasure to have my buddy Todd Rohrer back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Todd.
Well, good morning, John. It's always nice to speak with you. How are things in your neck of the woods?
You know, things are pretty good. We're getting set for our little gathering in April. Speaking of a gathering, last time we saw each other at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando back in January, really your first foray into diving into the show, how was it for you guys?
Well, it really was terrific. Here's a golf bag manufacturing company in Portland, Oregon that's been handcrafting our product for 30 years, and yet we've never actually exhibited at the PGA show. And though we've been there a lot, mm-hmm. and though many of our friends in the industry have had our golf bags in their booths to give us a little bit of support, it was wonderful to have a home base. And it was really, really rewarding to have people with whom we've talked for years, but whom we've never met, be walking up and sharing embraces in front of our booth. And at times it just seemed like a veritable who's who in golf. And that part was just, it was really outstanding to see so many people who kind of reinforced for us the fact that our golf bag has a place in the industry and a place with people whose opinions we respect highly.
Did you meet a lot of people who had heard of the bags?
We did. It's amazing to me, and though it shouldn't be, but it's amazing how much name recognition the McKenzie Walker has in our industry. Since Peter Jacobson founded the company back in the 1980s and championed the introduction of the golf bag, there are fellas who have carried nothing but a McKenzie for 30 years. And so many of them come up and say hello and talk about the first McKenzie they had. And then wonderful buyers and golf professionals from golf clubs that we really admire who'd be walking up to us saying, "Oh man, McKenzie, we're so glad to see you," and instantly doing business with us in places that we should be but haven't been just because we've been flying a little bit under the radar.
Well, and that's the reason I asked about the people who were familiar with the bag. I mean, you and I have known each other now for a few years, and you're up in the Pacific Northwest making your bags and getting them out there, and I just wondered if you were surprised by the amount of people that were aware of the product that really you hadn't really known that.
It's true. We really were. And I always say we shouldn't be because we have so many of these stories to tell just from so many phone calls and other times that we make site visits. But it still was surprising how, I'm barely exaggerating when I say everybody knew McKenzie. And then the folks who didn't, and often they were younger professionals and younger buyers, became rather enamored of the product. If I can go out there on a limb, it is true that we make an awfully beautiful leather golf bag, and you know, it feels pretty good.
A lot of changes in the last year since the last time we spoke on the show. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, one more serendipitous McKenzie story. I had raced home to an Evans Scholars fundraiser I've often said that without the Evans Scholars, I would have never become involved in golf. And I always try to support the Evans by donating a golf bag to their various activities and fundraising auctions. Mm-hmm. And we do two Evans Cups in the Northwest, one in the Seattle area, one in the Portland area. I got home just in time to attend the one in the Portland area, and when our golf bag came up for auction, an Evans Scholar, who's been a very successful businessman in the Portland area, did what he's supposed to do, bid the bag up well above its asking price, and then came by to help design his golf bag in our shop, and it was amusing because as he came through, you're mentioning a little gathering that's occurring in the Augusta area in a month or two, and we had mounds of leather golf bags and head covers and valuables pouches that were obviously going there. And the next time this gentleman, Tom Moeffler, came to visit to pick up his golf bag, there were a dozen golf bags that Mike Davis of the United States Golf Association had purchased to give as gifts to people from NBC and the Golf Channel who had been instrumental in the 20-year agreement that the USGA and NBC had, and these all had personal notes embroidered within them, and the names were pretty recognizable. Mm-hmm. When you saw Molly Solomon and Dan Hicks and Roger Maltby and Johnny Miller. Stop me.
Yeah.
So Tom, who's always loved our golf bag, looked around our small shop and said, "How do you guys make this product in this little shop?" And one thing led to another, and he's come on board as a managing partner and has helped to fund our expansion. We've more than doubled the size of our shop and tripled our production capacity. We can't grow too fast because you need really skilled craftspeople to make these golf bags, but it's been a wonderful year. And having somebody on board like Tom, who has the business acumen and the financial wherewithal to help get us to another level, has been a great vote of confidence and really effective in shortening our turnaround times, doing all the things that have kind of helped us become a more mainstream company, even though we operate way out there on the fringes of the industry.
I don't think I've ever asked you this. What is overseas business like for the company?
Well, we have a wonderful group of golfers in Australia who have always carried our golf bag. We have support through the Alistair Mackenzie Society, and so you have Titirangi in New Zealand, you have Royal Melbourne in Melbourne, Australia, and Jeff Ogilvy, who's a partner in Ogilvy Clayton Design. All the guys at Ogilvy Clayton carry Mackenzie Walkers, and people from all walks in Australia call us every week talking about how to get one of our golf bags over their shoulder. And then on the other side of the world, we have wonderful support in the United Kingdom, terrific places in Scotland. We make the official members-only golf bag for Royal Dornoch, and we have golf bags in most of the terrific places in Scotland, Ireland, and England, with more to come. We're going to be wonderful new facility called Beaverbrook outside London, which we'll get to add to our mix when they open this summer. David McClay Kidd, Tom Watson design that's going to open on Lord Beaverbrook's former estate, not far from Sunningdale, which is another great place for us. And then Sweden and France and Italy and Germany. We have golf bags going to all of those places monthly. And it's fun. We get pictures. I know you've seen the gallery that you can link to on our website that show guys walking on golf courses all over the world with their Mackenzies. And it's fun for us to get to know these guys everywhere.
There's a lot of talk on the website, Todd, about the spiritual nature of the game. Is that marketing on the part of you guys, or is that something that's organically kind of grown through your customers?
You know, it's amazing, John. I have to say it's organic. It started with Peter Jacobson, though, and it started with his trip to St. Andrews in 1985, coming away from there with kind of a rekindled enthusiasm for the simplicity of golf. The caddy who carried double for Peter and his brother put maybe 7 or 8 clubs in each of 2 small leather pencil bags and carried for them all week. And when Peter came home and designed a golf bag to sort of, kind of as a nod to that experience, it was a small, simple way to carry your golf bags and some balls down a fairway. And it's really interesting. The feedback we've gotten from our customers over the years has been reflective of the same way I felt the first time I saw a Mackenzie Walker. I looked at it and I said, why don't I have one of those? And, you know, one thing leads to another. I have more than one now.
I would hope.
But I was talking with Rand Morissette from Golf Club Atlas. I know you've been to that website and read up on architectural discussions from golf courses all over the world. And Rand kept asking me about walking and why is walking so important to the game. And I just have to say that we feel, at risk of sounding a little arrogant or full of ourselves about the important role our product can play in a golfer's enjoyment of the game, but it's a sensory experience, golf. And a soft leather golf bag wandering down a verdant fairway, laughing with your friends, listening to your blades clicking in that golf bag, it's something that just contributes to, you know, you said it, a spiritual nature that many of us find in golf.
He is Todd Rohr, a partner with the Mackenzie Golf Bag Company, one of my favorite companies, one of my favorite people. I always appreciate you taking the time, Todd, to talk. It was great to see you a couple of months ago, and hopefully, somehow, some way, we see each other again soon. Thank you, sir.
You bet, John. Can't wait till our paths cross again.